Nevada grand jury indicts six for certifying Trump won state in 2020. A Nevada grand jury has indicted six individuals after they told Congress and the National Archives that former President Donald Trump won the state in 2020. They've been charged with offering a false instrument for filing and uttering a forged instrument. Those two categories of felonies have penalties that range from 1 year up to either 4 or 5 years in prison. The six Republicans signed certificates stating that President Trump won Nevada and sent them to Congress and the National Archives, where they were ultimately ignored. Among the charged individuals were Nevada GOP Chairman Michael McDonald and Clark County GOP Chair Jesse Law. Mr. McDonald and GOP National Committeeman Jim DeGriffenride, who was also indicted, have appeared before a D.C. grand jury investigating the events of January 6, 2021, according to NBC News. Mr. McDonald, Mr. DeGriffenride, and four others gathered outside the Capitol building in Carson City for a ceremony that was promoted by the Nevada GOP. History made today in Carson City, Nevada, the party said on X, formerly known as Twitter. Using Mr. McDonald's handle, it added that, at McDonald NV leads our electors in casting Nevada's six electoral votes for the winner of Nevada, at Real Donald Trump and at Mike_Pence. Nevada Attorney General Aaron Ford announced the indictments on December 6, stating that they were the product of a long and thorough investigation. When the efforts to undermine faith in our democracy began after the 2020 election, I made it clear that I would do everything in my power to defend the institutions of our nation and our state, Mr. Ford said in a statement posted to his office's account on X. We cannot allow attacks on democracy to go unchallenged. Today's indictments are the product of a long and thorough investigation, and as we pursue this prosecution, I am confident that our judicial system will see justice done. Mr. McDonald and Mr. DeGriffenride both also spoke at a closed-door testimony before the United States House Select Committee investigating the January 6 Capitol breach. Each invoked their Fifth Amendment protection hundreds of times, according to the Associated Press. Mr. McDonald spoke at a rally for President Trump in October. You give us a fair election, I'll give you the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, he said. Mr. Ford's announcement came on the same day that attorneys said a settlement had been reached with 10 Republicans who posed as fake electors for President Trump in Wisconsin. As part of the agreement, the individuals had to state their actions were part of an attempt to improperly overturn the 2020 presidential election results. They also agreed not to serve as presidential electors in 2024 or any other election where President Trump is on the ballot. Michigan's Attorney General has also filed felony charges against 16 Republicans accused of submitting false certificates confirming they were legitimate electors for President Trump. That group similarly included leading party officials in the state. The Associated Press contributed to this report.